This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Last week, the city of Meridian became one more city in Idaho to prohibit the use of cell phones when driving. After weeks of deliberation and public hearings, the city council finally approved the ordinance last Tuesday, with Mayor Tammy DeVeard casting the tie-breaking vote. That ordinance will go in effect come January. City Council President Joe Borton voted in favor of the ban. He is joining us live in studio today, along with Matt Condi with AAA of Idaho. Both of you, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, Joe, I want to start with you. The chief of police, in my understanding, became a big advocate of this ordinance and really approached city council about doing something regarding an ordinance with a cell phone ban. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And why a chief of police? Because a lot of times police kind of tend to back away from these ordinances because they can be difficult to enforce.
Well, Gemma, our chief of police saw a public safety concern with our growing community and an opportunity to address it. So he took that opportunity to raise the issue to council that this ordinance might be something that would be worthwhile to consider and that we should gather some public input, study some data, and see if the benefit that comes from it makes sense. So that's the process that we went through.
And what were the public hearings like? People for, people against?
Very, very few attended. We had multiple public hearings and people didn't come out. What we had heard in the grocery stores and in the schools and workplaces, a lot of support. And our chief had noted that there was support in our community for it, and that was reiterated, but a lot of folks didn't show up at the public hearing. In particular, there weren't people that had shown up in opposition of it. So from our law enforcement community and from our public, the majority of feedback was all positive, understanding what the ordinance was intended to do.
And Matt, with AAA of Idaho, you know, Joe mentioned looking at data and all of that, and I am sure you have data and numbers at AAA of Idaho. Is this a concern with people being on their phones while they're driving?
Yeah, definitely. So there's three sources of distraction: that cognitive part that's in our head, the visual, and the manual. So what these type of laws address so well is that manual and visual part of the equation. Certainly we can be distracted by an upsetting phone call on a speaker just as easily as holding the phone. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about anything that gives us a solution for two-thirds of a problem, we have to see that as a step in the right direction. This is something that we know based on our research. If you have that manual visual distraction, you have a 2 to 8 time chance of being in a car accident. So depending on the level of distraction and obviously a lot of other factors, but when you can double or maybe go 8 times the risk of being in a crash, obviously that is a distraction that's very significant.
And we should make mention that in 2012, the Idaho legislature voted to ban drivers from texting while driving, but that law doesn't bar drivers from using their cell phones entirely. So I would like to hear from both of you, but Joe, let's start with you on this. Is that part of the issue that, okay, of course, don't text while you're driving, but if you have that phone in your hand, it can still be potentially as distracting as texting?
Gemma, that's correct. And Matt brings up a great point. Once we recognize the principle of distracted driving was a public safety concern that we could address, first with addressing the texting activity, we then learned that there's additional opportunities to improve on that safety. And by eliminating handheld device usage, you could capture those principles of safety in the same way. And what we did in particular in Meridian, we had not only great support from law enforcement and our community, but of the 7 elected officials, 6 of us supported it, with 1 opposed. The distinction for us was whether or not we craft an additional exception for allowing it to be used when you're stopped at a stop sign or at a red light. That additional exception is not in our ordinance. It's a hands-free at all times when you're on the public road. And we're going to gather data and see how effective it is at capturing the goals, similar to how eliminating texting and driving.
And I think you bring up a really good point about that ordinance where it is completely hands-free, even at a stop sign or at a traffic light. On our Friday Reporter Roundtable, we were talking just about this ordinance itself. And, you know, and I said, you know, I am guilty of when I'm at a red light, I'll pick up my phone and I will, you know, look at it, put it down when, you know, when the light turns green. Mike Sharp with KIVI brought up a very good point. He said, but that's probably when you could potentially be the most distracted.
Absolutely. In terms of the tunnel vision that you see for a minute or more after you start driving again. So it takes a while for your brain to recalibrate after you handle that conversation or that text or what have you. And then just to speak to the law, of course, we say, well, in 2012, we just did something about that. But we never could have envisioned the things that we're seeing now. The social media, people trying to vlog as they drive. These things are elements that the law could simply never have envisioned because those technologies didn't exist. And when you had to text and you had to get to letter C by pressing that number three times to get to C, there was a natural deterrent there as far as the technology was concerned. Now with the keyboards and the functionality, it's just a much bigger issue. And so it's something that certainly we have to take action on. The question is, do we continue to have a patchwork or do we come up with eventually a state solution? And I applaud the cities that are taking action because that's what they have to do. The state hasn't addressed this issue yet. So, but of course, in the end, as you have people commuting to and from and going through Meridian from Nampa to Boise, Boise to Nampa, obviously you'd like to see eventually a consistency where we're all involved in that kind of safety behavior.
And I think that is something I wanted to address about this idea of, okay, Meridian, as we know, sits in between Boise and Nampa. You go through Meridian a lot. You get on Eagle Road. I couldn't tell you where on Eagle Road Boise ends and Meridian begins. So how does that play into it as well, Joe?
Well, Gemma, one of the principles we're trying to also promote with this is education. And our law enforcement community is focused on, in particular when this ordinance first starts, stopping and educating drivers, whether they're our citizens or just driving through, about the ordinance and reminding us the reason why it exists and trying to change behavior. We have, these are good drivers who mean well, and we all have bad habits at times. And changing some of those bad habits in order to promote public safety is going to have that educational component, whether you're driving through our community or whether you're one of our citizens. And that's how we're going to roll it out to start.
We're talking with Meridian City Council President Joe Borton and Matt Condi with AAA of Idaho talking about an ordinance that will go in effect in January banning all handheld devices while driving in the city of Meridian. I mean, Matt, you have got to see issues time and time again when it comes to distracted driving. Some people may argue we already have a distracted driving law on the books. Why do we need more than that?
So the texting, as we said, for the technology limitations, it's just so specific. And there are so many other things that people are doing with these phones. Now, if you want to look on a broader context, we do have laws related to inattentive driving. They're extremely punitive. And they involve people veering out of lanes and creating very dangerous situations. You always will have that resource to call on if you need it. We need something that's just a little bit lighter touch, something that's going to enforce the safety side of it. It really isn't about punishing people, as was said. It's really more about the education because we're all in this together. We all have to share these roads. Nobody's saying we can't do so in a safe way. The question is, how do you accomplish that? And this is one of the ways you do that. If you look at a situation like Washington State, where they've had something like this for a couple of years, there are five counties that have reported some kind of a statistically significant benefit from doing this. And you say, well, five counties, that's not a lot. Well, it's the counties that are Seattle,
Tacoma, King County and Pierce County.
King, Pierce, Thurston. It's the I-5 corridor where the majority of people are traveling. So if you can have those kind of results, and the results are obviously very early on and they're still gathering data, it's a multi-year study. But if you can have those kind of encouraging results from something like this, you have to explore that on a statewide level.
And you know what's interesting about that? I grew up in Washington State, so I still have family there. And there are times when I call one of my sisters, and the first thing she says is, I'm driving, hold on. And she goes to hands-free. Mm-hmm. And it's been interesting because I remember when that law went into effect in Washington and family having to get used to it, but it is habit. And is that what you're hoping to accomplish, Joe?
It is. We really want to change habit long term so people will be safer on the streets. We have, in studying the data, we learned in Meridian just this year, there's been over 200 crashes from distracted driving, over $200,000 of property damage. And we know we can take this action and help our community be safer. And one of the things we ask our citizens as part of this education process, in partnership with our police department, is help your friends and neighbors. When you're in the car with somebody, encourage folks to drive safe and encourage them to put the phone down and resist that temptation. And if we help each other break habits, it's a much more constructive way to have this ordinance be successful. And I'm convinced that the communities around Meridian will all follow suit soon.
And Matt, we're starting to see that, correct? That other municipalities in the Treasure Valley are potentially looking at something like this?
Well, Meridian's created a tipping point for better or for worse, because this was an Eastern Idaho concept. And Idaho Falls, Pocatello, Blackfoot, and it could be dismissed to a certain extent as being a regional type of a thing. And when we heard as AAA that Meridian was considering something like this, the initial whisperings were happening during the legislative session. And that's one of the things we talked about internally, is that this is going to be a tipping point, because you can't ignore it anymore in terms of all the people who are going to be impacted in a collateral nature. So we have to find other ways to get that dopamine hit. And we can't just get it while we're driving. That's not the place for it. So social media and reacting to things, there's plenty of time in our lives to do all that.
Well, and you bring up a good point that, you know, that whole regional idea, because Idaho Falls, Pocatello, Blackfoot, they put their ordinances into effect. But when you have a city like Meridian, which is the fastest growing city in the state of Idaho, yet it's really where a lot of people recreate, or, you know, things like that. You dine, you shop. I mean, you've got the villages at Meridian. So even if you don't live in Meridian, you have a lot of commerce going on that brings people from the Treasure Valley into Meridian. So Matt, that has to ultimately play into what other cities around Meridian are going to do.
I think it's a wonderful test case for other cities that are nearby. I can't imagine that Nampa City Council and Boise City Council won't be having conversations with Joe and others here that can talk about some of these results as that data comes in. But there is no data that we've seen that would discourage somebody from taking these kind of steps. As I said, there's kind of a three-pronged assault as far as distraction goes. And you can go into some of the other stuff as well. People reading a newspaper, makeup, food, all the different things that can distract a person, we're going to see them all. But if you're talking about an impactful way to address two-thirds of the crux of the problem, then, you know, going after these things as far as that visual and manual side of it is really a benefit. And I have to put a little plug in, because Halloween night, we've got kids in unexpected places. It's the deadliest night of the year for kids. They don't know what to do, not nearly as well as drivers do. If there's ever a time to start talking about distraction and the importance of avoiding it, it would be right now. It's a very timely subject.
It's such a good point to make about distracted driving on Halloween. As a parent of kiddos that still trick-or-treat, it is the most nerve-wracking night to be out with them.
Absolutely. Zigzagging across the street, they go to the next light, wherever that is. And so, like moths, we're all running across the streets, going back and forth. And parents are in on this too. We want to take as few footsteps as possible, especially when we've been at it for a mile or so. So it comes down to just exercising some caution. But again, slowing down. And you think small things can make such a big difference. So for example, if you're traveling at 25 miles an hour, a person is twice as likely to survive a crash than when it happens at 30 miles an hour.
Wow.
That's only 5 mile an hour difference. But those small incremental steps can pay off big. We see this as not the complete solution, clearly, because there's other things that distract. But if we can take an incremental step, why not?
Mm-hmm. Joe, when does the ordinance officially go into effect?
It'll be in effect in November. And one of the principles that helped tip it for us was when we talk about data and we're going to gather data and try and really study its impact and share that. But we also knew as we come into Halloween and the holiday season that some of the data we'll never get is the mom or dad or young child who goes home safely for the holidays and isn't in that crash and isn't in that horrible accident that could have been avoided if someone was paying attention. And we know they're going to be there, and that's very comforting for our community to bring that safety, even though we'll never have that person come share that story with us.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking more in depth about this. We've been talking with Meridian City Council President Joe Borton and Matt Condy with AAA of Idaho about the new ordinance that will go into effect in the city of Meridian around banning handheld devices when you were behind the wheel of a car. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Up next, a look at lifestyle and diet and how it plays a role in preventing certain cancers. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.